Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively not in the warm, sun-kissed sunshine of Western Florida, but it is Super Bowl week here, Super Bowl 55 coverage. We are having what I'm going to call a virtual radio row. We've been bringing on Super Bowl champions and old friends and telling some old Super Bowl 35 stories. But this is going to be a special one for me. My wife and I were, I think it was a Sunday without any football. It was early in the day. My wife was flipping the channels and on the treadmill. And on came this incredible story of a very, very special triathlete who's doing some incredible things, running all over the world, swimming all over the world, biking all over the place. I want to welcome from Central Florida, Chris Nikic and his father, Nick Nikic. He is the first Down syndrome person to compete in an Ironman, something that I'm telling you, both of you, I'm never going to do it. So I'm going to witness you guys doing it. Chris and Nick, it is a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to meet you.
Well, let's start with this. Nick, you just have such a special boy there and doing these incredible things. Give me the inspiration and when this first began that there is a triad, you know, not just a marathon, not just running a little bit, but something that's as special as an Ironman to shoot for Chris.
So we actually started about 2.5 years ago when Special Olympics started a triathlon program, a pilot for Special Olympics athletes. And Chris and I, Chris had just come off of 4 major ear surgeries over 2 years. He had become very sedentary, gained a lot of weight. I was coming off of other surgeries, shoulder surgeries and neck surgery. So we both really were couch potatoes. And we decided just to join the triathlon program for Special Olympics to get in shape. And we started a little bit at a time. And about a year ago, after Chris completed the sprint triathlon, which is a 14-mile version for Special Olympics, and finished last among all athletes, something happened where Chris swam across a lake, which is about 1,000 meters. And he wrote on a wall, "Chris World Champ." And something kind of got to me. And I asked him, I looked at him, I said, "Chris, why did you write that?" And he said, "Dad, I want to be a world champ at something."
And well, this is incredible. Chris, had you done other Special Olympics things before? I mean, it seems like trying the Ironmans like that, you maybe start with just sprinting or something.
Yeah. I started playing golf when I was 9.
Golf, yeah.
I played basketball, and then I wanted to be like my sister. She was gifted. She went to Ivy League school. My dad pushed her really hard, and she graduated from Dartmouth.
Dartmouth in New Hampshire?
Now, yep. Has her company, and she's working for my dad, but then she lives in Miami, and because of that, I'm nearly taking her spot. In fact, if I made it.
So you want to be like a sister. You love to play basketball.
Your sister was a basketball player. Okay.
Yeah.
So sports have been a big part of your family, right? I mean, you've seen people compete and understanding what champions are made of. We're going to see that with Tom Brady this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he watched his sister. He wanted to be like her. And then he picked triathlon because it was just a good way to get in shape. And so that became his sport. And a little over a year ago, he started training to go from a 14-mile sprint to 140-mile Ironman, both which seem, one, impossible because someone with Down syndrome has never attempted one, but also that's a pretty short amount of time to go from a finishing last in a sprint to actually doing a 140-mile Ironman.
Well, Nick, I'll tell you, I mean, I was just on the floor and I've been having a little back issue myself and I was on my roller and I looked up at the TV and my wife's on the treadmill and I saw your family and I saw your story. The first thing I saw was, hey, that looks like Hawaii. We were just in Hawaii. There's palm trees and there's cliffs and look at that. And then I sort of saw that it was triathlon and it caught my attention. And I think one of the things for me was you mentioned starting to get training, right? And I noticed your trainer was a big part of that. Give me the pathway, because for you to go out with your boy and compete in this way out in the water, this takes a village, right, to train and to be able to do this.
It really does. What Special Olympics started was a community outreach by connecting with the local tri club, where we really got connected with some amazing special people like Dan Grebe, who is his guide, Hector, who designs his training program, Simone, who trains with him, Carlos and Jennifer, who are local, judges and executives who train with him and help him. So it does take a village, but the whole thing was initiated by and supported by Special Olympics. Something like this doesn't happen without a lot of special people helping and being willing to give up themselves to help Chris to achieve something that's never been done and really help him overcome those obstacles along the way.
Nick and Chris Nikic are here. They're joining us on behalf of Special Olympics, talking about all things Ironman. And Chris, how many miles have you done today so far? I mean, I've had, let's see, 2 cups of Rofo coffee. I did have a bowl of fruit, but I have rolled out on my back here and done a little bit of stretching. I have every day. Are you involved in training, Chris?
Yeah. Thanks for my training today because I'm sick.
Oh, wow. We got to keep you safe.
Yeah, he's been sick for about a week. So he's been sitting home. I've been making him breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he's just been watching video games.
And being a television star like this, right?
That's right.
Like that. Chris, when are you going to get back out? Another week or two? When do you begin training again? And then what is the next thing your next event that you're going to become a champion?
2 more days and we'll start training again.
2 more.
All right. When's your next big event?
Half Ironman in Hawaii. We're going to go in June in Hawaii to test out the course because he's got Ironman Hawaii in October that he's got to get ready for.
Well, Nick, I think I should go in June with you. I mean, I think I should test the course with you as well. If there's a chance for me to go to Hawaii, I'm all for it. It's really a pleasure to meet you and get to know you a little bit. I'm so sorry we're not in the same place, but you with the cold, probably better off that you're staying where you are and we're where we are. But Chris, I'm going to be following your career and I want you to hold up that thing. It says world champion here at the end, all right?
Oh, yeah, man.
And go Bucks.
Go. Oh, you guys are real Bucks fans, right?
Yep. And by the way, I went to Johns Hopkins, so love Baltimore.
What's your favorite part of Baltimore?
I love the Inner Harbor.
That's where I live. It's right out my window. It's snow covered today.
Love
for
the
you.
Crabs. Big bucket of crabs.
Well, Nick, I'll tell you what. We'll get you over to Costas. We'll take you over here to Fadley's and get you. You know, you can order them online. I mean, just one click and they'll bring them to you. But when you come back up here to be involved in anything Hopkins, you and Chris come up, please feel free. Come by. We'll tell your whole story in its entirety the next time we get a chance to get together.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Nick Nikic and Chris Nikic. Get better, Chris, all right? Eat your Wheaties. All right. Special Olympics, and he's the first person with Down syndrome to compete in an Ironman. And, you know, unlike me, he's going to be in Hawaii twice this year. I'm just trying to get out of the Inner Harbor. Did not make it down to Tampa and Radio Row. Big appreciation for everybody out there in Special Olympics for sending us some awesome athletes each and every year. For everybody out there, for all of our Super Bowl champions, if you want to go out to Baltimore Positive, you heard from Jack Del Rio. Super Bowl 25 champion Otis Anderson joined us earlier today. And we will continue on with the best of, beginning next week, of 27 years of Radio Row coverage. We're doing it virtually this year. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop telling great stories and talking Baltimore Positive.